Вы слушаете радио Poker Stars WCUP Show. Все самое интересное. Каждый день в прямом эфире.
That was not the right intro at all. What is going on here? Russian Day is taking over already. Let's get the real one.
You're listening to Poker Stars Radio WCUP Special, bringing you all the action every day throughout the Poker Stars World Championship of Online Poker.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Poker Stars Radio WCUP Edition. It's Russia Day. Привет! Здравствуйте!
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 So I'm his Russian assistant.
That's
because
right.
His Russian is just horrible.
Welcome to Russian Day on Poker Stars Radio. In honor of this momentous day, I'm joined by Ilya Gorodetsky.
That was much better.
All right. Are
making progress already.
Well, though. I was saying Ilya Gorodetsky in English, not in Russian. Who is Mr. Russian Poker for a day of chat about poker in Russia. We're also joined by the third man in the booth, Yakov Stepinski. He's a Russian comedian, and he'll just be chiming in from time to time.
My mother always taught me every time you open your mouth, it takes 1 year off your life.
All right, well, it's going to be a fun show.
We have no word for this fun. In Russia, we would say this show may fill you with many positive emotions.
Your Russian is getting better and better. Hello, guys. I'm a bit nervous because, you know, like, it's my first English broadcast. So if my thick accent, you know, like, makes you crazy, you should send the emails not to me, but to the guys who organized all this kind of stuff.
Your accent is as thick as the breast of Mother Russia.
All right. Okay. Yakov, okay. Just take it. Just hanging back for a second. Not everything has changed, by the way. We still have more money to give away in our free rolls and our contests.
Free roll? I thought we were done waiting in bread lines.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But
please,
free
Yakov.
Rolls and contests are usually all Russian anyway, because only Russians are winning them, no matter what show is on.
That's right. They've been dominating everything having to do with the WCUP. We're going to get to that a little bit later. We're going to have the latest from the WCUP, including a hat trick of hat tricks. A third player has won their third WCUP bracelet. That was last night. Find out who joins Golfa and Donald in the exclusive club. More news about the man known as Exclusive, another exclusive, as well as there's been movement at the top of the tournament leaderboard. And our guests today are two huge names in any poker circles, but in Russia they are both legends.
I think one of them killed Apollo Creed.
All right, easy there, Yakov, come on. We'll be speaking to Ivan Demidov, Team Poker Stars Pro, and winner of close to $6 million in a single World Series tournament. That's the way to do it. Don't bother with all those tournaments. Just do it in one shot.
Yeah, he was not bothering because he had only one cash before he cashed in second place in World Series main event. And he was going to leave Vegas and not to play the main event. So it was like usually really big score in the most appropriate time, I will say.
This is why I love Ilya. He's got a story for everything. He's the perfect co-host for this. We're also going to be having on Sergey Gypsy74 Rybachenko. How about that? Rybachenko?
It is written here that he is godfather of poker in Eastern Europe. He will be pleased to hear it.
That's right. I was hoping you would tease Rybachenko a little bit.
Rybachenko does not like to be teased.
Okay, that's not really what I meant. I'm still not sure if these are even jokes, Yakov. And although we're going to be talking about Russia today, our hot topic offers you the chance to get all nationalistic. Who is the best poker-playing country? I don't know if it's who. What? What is the best poker-playing country? Tweet, email, or call us with your national pride. More on all that coming up. But you need to know how to contact us. Ilya?
Yeah, and here comes your Russian Nick Welfel. So, Twitter. Nobody in Russia uses it, but maybe in the United Kingdom or in the United States, there are people who are doing it. So it's... Some, you know, something. I don't know what
at
it is.
@WCUP_ENG.
Yeah, Coop, and then ANG. And you should use these hashtags.
That's right.
Am I right? Hashtags. Well, nobody in Russia knows what it is, but I guess you have some
Boy,
weird
Stapleton,
agenda.
You've really thrown Ilya to the wolves here.
Yes, okay. And if you send us something really valuable, you can even get 500 FPPs. It's freaking players' points.
It is freaking players' points.
Yeah.
You can get 500 freaking players' points. Booyah.
Okay, and So they are freaking players' points, but you are not playing, but you are still getting them.
That's right. If we use one of your questions for one of our guests, if you hashtag at WCoopAsk, you get 500 freaking players' points.
Yeah. Okay. And now the telephone numbers. The main one is 0808-156-1411. It's free from landlines if you are in the United Kingdom. And mobiles are charged at your provider's standard rates. So if you have a Russian provider, they will charge you really big. Make no mistake. So don't use Russian providers in the United Kingdom. If you are in Canada somehow, it's 1-877-687-9025. And international callers who are so rich that they won't reach us anyway can call +44-deuce-03-394-0809. Was it decent?
It was amazing. Deuce-03 is probably my favorite number I've ever heard of in my life.
Let's go with
if
email
you have
address.
Any questions, be sure to check out the freaking asked questions FAQ.
All right, well, we've got three promotions every day. Let me get out the tournament password, by the way, guys. Today's password is Daniel's shoulder. That's the part of Daniel's body between his neck and his arms. DanielsShoulder. Daniel's shoulder. No punctuation. That will get you guys into our $1 Hyper Turbo that is starting very soon. If you win that thing, you get the cash that's involved. And if we call you and you answer with the phrase that pays...
The phrase that pays.
Or.
А теперь фраза дня.
That will earn you an extra Step 4 ticket from the $1 Hyper Turbo. Also, at the end of the show, towards the end, we'll have the PokerStars Radio giveaway free buy. Again, the password for that is Daniel's shoulder. And if you win that thing, we'll have you on the show tomorrow to play our Step Challenge.
This is the Step Challenge.
The Step Challenge password is Daniel's shoulder. Daniel's shoulder.
Daniel's shoulder at the moment is not working, you know, because he already busted out from the horse event. So he is not even folding now. He is just having a rest, I guess.
He's probably doing just fine. I think he ended up getting stuck in Hungary with a supermodel, if there is such a thing as that. Let's tell everyone what the phrase that pays is. Ilya.
Just like a young man coming for a quickie.
Now, I don't know
hope you liked it.
If you guys remember, this line is from a kind of a famous poker movie. I'm going to say it in English really quick. Just like a young man coming in for a quickie. One more time, Ilya.
Just like a young man coming for a quickie. Of course, if you pronounce it Josway, you are not getting this step four or something ticket because it's like an American way of saying it. You
That's know, right.
And it doesn't work on Russian days.
It is the line from Rounders uttered by Teddy KGB. In Russia, this movie was called Men Who Play Much Poker, But They Do So at Expense of Their Personal Relationships.
Wow. All right, Yakov, enough. It's time to introduce the real star of the show. Let's get to know him a little bit. Ilya Gorodetsky, I wanted to talk to you a little bit. Who are you? And we know where you came from, but who are you? You're like the Ali Najad of Russia, right?
Well, if you are Gabe Kaplanov of the United States, then I'm okay with being Ali Najad of Russia.
Oh, you're too kind.
Okay. I used to say that I am a semi-professional poker player and also like a poker commentator. The only show I am not doing in Russia is Big Game because my friend Dennis is doing it. So he is Russian Joe Stapleton and I am Russian Norman Chad and James Hartigan and everyone you can think about.
So you
now.
Do the World Series of Poker and you do the European Poker Tour.
That's it.
And then your co-host, by the way, I don't think I mentioned this, Ilya is the host of the Russian version of this show. You can catch that at 4:30 p.m. if you happen to learn Russian while listening to this version. Tomorrow, turn in at 4:30 for more of Ilya. So wait, so you do World Series of Poker, European Poker Tour, what else?
Some shows we are not mentioning here.
Oh, they're like, okay, fine.
Poker After Dark, can shows, we mention
okay,
it?
All right. No, we can't mention it. Good job, okay. Though. No problem. Anyway... So how is it that you got into poker?
Well, I had a friend who was a chess player, and he mentioned that those...
Chess is like the Russian version of StarCraft, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. And he mentioned that he had friends who played bridge earlier, and they are now playing poker and say to me, okay, just try it.
Some people cannot handle fast-paced action of chess. They opt for bridge.
Yes, bridge is not popular in our country, but chess is very popular. Everyone is playing chess, you know, and I was playing chess for a lot of years.
Are you a grandmaster? What's your ranking in chess?
My rating, do you know that it's not like in poker? It's they have a decent rating.
There's a good system, you mean?
Yeah, a good system, not like GPI.
Where do you rank on the bluff power rankings of chess?
My rating is 2,253.
That sounds great, yeah, 2,253.
Okay, Kasparov has 2,800 something when he quit. So
it's not that good. You're only 500 away from Kasparov.
Six.
That's no big deal.
5.5. Okay, so, and then I, you know, like started playing poker and have some success, but have probably bigger success telling funny stories about poker than playing poker myself.
Yeah, so how is it that you got so dialed in just from, I mean, you seem to be very well connected in poker, especially the Russian poker scene. Is it just from being around? Is it from your wit, from making all the poker players laugh?
I mean, I don't have any wit because I don't know what this word even means. You know, my English
is
very bad.
There is no word for wit in Russian.
Okay,
it is only known as mean joke.
Yes, I have been around for many years, and thanks for chess background. You know, I have. They say I have a good memory, so I even remember how your name is pronounced.
You can go for it.
Joe Stapleton.
You got it. You nailed it.
Yeah. I think one of the villains in Sherlock Holmes stories was Stapleton.
I think there was a Stapleton villain also in an episode.
Dog of Baskerville or something like that.
I think that's exactly what it was, yeah. And there's also a Stapleton villain in an episode of Law & Order. So be sure to watch.
I don't know what I'm talking about. What
in
order?
Russia, we
law
call
and
it
law and order. Yeah, I know.
We call it law, and then spending many years in jail awaiting trial.
Okay, now we should talk about Russian domination, not about me.
Well, he's moving the show along. He's like, enough. You know, Ilya's being modest, but he's referred to as the man in Russian poker. Let's just say he's certainly a qualified co-host. He knows his borscht. My mother died while eating borscht. Oh.
Borscht, no T at the end,
Sorry. I'm so sorry that both your mother died, Yakov, while eating borscht, and I'm sorry I mispronounced it.
No, that time I was joking.
Okay, fine. Let's get into the nitty-gritty about the Russian domination in this year's WCOOP. Ilya, you take some national pride. Why don't you tell us what the Russians have been up to?
I can't do it because I can't even pronounce this number Russians already won. It's like more than 3.5 million.
That's right. Well, you wrapped your brain around it somehow.
Yeah, more than 3.5 million, and the United Kingdom is second with only 2.8 million. 45 Russians at the final table, and I guess there are like 40 different Russians, so there are a lot of wealthy people, like about 45.
Oh, really? There's only a few
Russia.
Repeaters. So out of the 44 or 45 Russians who made final tables, 40 only. Wow, that's cool. 40 of them are different. That's the most of any country. Canada is second there with 37 final tables. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and the most players in the events have been Russian because we have a huge number of participants in big no-limit tournaments. So it was more than 9,000 entrants to WCOOP from Russia. Precise figure is a little bit less, but still, it's about 9,000. And we cashed about 1,100 times, also behind only Canada. So it was a good, you know, like series.
Yeah, so far, and the Russians have 6 bracelets, which is the most of any country. So.
Yeah, we had a bet with my co-host of Russian show. I bet that we would have 8 bracelets, and he was on 6, so he already lost. But probably I'm losing too.
You think it's just gonna stay at 6?
No, we had a bet during our first show. I mean,
oh wow,
when it was like only 2. Okay.
Well, you know, even us on PokerStars Radio have been feeling the Russian effect. You know, there have been more Russians participating in the WCOOP than any other nation. We have a daily free-buy tournament that gives about $8 for first place, but then the chance to come on the show, and the Russians keep winning it on every language show. Ilya, what is up with that?
It's not our fault. It's fault of the guys who are in charge of it, because they forced us to mention on radio on the Russian radio show that Russians shouldn't register for the other free roll tournaments. Do you understand it?
Yes.
But in Russia, if you say someone don't do it, he will do it immediately. No way, no way he won't do it. You know, it's Russia, man. Everything that is prohibited is the best thing to do always.
Ilya, I am going to go ahead and ask you then to please don't help me at all with the interviews coming up with Ivan Demidov and Gypsy.
Okay, I won't.
Whatever
do
you
it.
Do, don't.
No, never
help me.
Can I just leave during these interviews?
I demand that you leave. In fact, it is required of you that you leave.
Okay.
All right.
Bye bye.
Now this is our hot topic, guys. Russia is min crushing this W Coup, but which do you think is the best poker-playing country? Which players do you fear when you see them at the tables? Do you have a particular strategy against a particular nationality? Personally, every time I see a guy from Canada, I head for the hills. I just know. Super aggressive. Get out of the way. American players are the biggest seafoods. I assume you mean fish, Yakov. Fish. At least we are in agreement. All right. Awesome. Time to get nationalistic on today's show. Our hot topic is, what is the best poker-playing country in the world? And if you guys, again, want to know how to get in touch with us, you can tweet at us at WCoop_ENG. Email us, nuts@pokerstars.tv. Give us a call, 0808-156-1411. From Canada, it's 877-687-9025. And internationally, it's +44 203 394 0809. We had a tweet come in somehow before we had this hot topic from Marcin Horecki, who said, so far Poland has around 1,000 WCoop entries, 8 final tables, and 4 bracelets. Pretty good ratio, eh? That's weird. He said it was from Poland, but he wrote it in Canadian. Do you guys know a country with a better ratio? Get a hold of us. I think Twitter's probably the easiest and most fun way. That Twitter, again, is at WCoop_ENG.
This Joe guy doesn't trust me even with their phones, you know?
It seemed like such an effort. I'm so sorry, Ilya. I'm so okay. It's just like it was all full of deuces and trays. I think you tried to refer to zero as nil one time.
I'm trying to do it, you know, like poker way. it's a poker show, man. I think the best ratio. Can I say something?
Yes.
The best ratio for sure will be Yugoslavia.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Yugoslavia has...
One guy from Yugoslavia, the country that doesn't exist for 15 years, he took part in W Coupe.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. Probably he registered on PokerStars before the PokerStars was launched.
And also, I find it very humorous that there's been one... Oh, no, there have been 3 players from Jersey, which apparently is its own country now. It's the situation and Snooki and whoever the third one is, but three of the Jersey Shore guys are playing. They got their own nation, Jersey. So congratulations! Guess what, kids? It's time for a little WCoop news. So this show's all about the WCoop. Here's what happened since we were last with you. I got my newsboy, Ilya.
Okay, so the main topic is Dan DJK 123 Kelly winning his third bracelet. Now there are 3 players in the world who won 3 W Coupe bracelets. It's Ryan Golfo De Angela, Anders Donald Berg, and now Daniel Kelly. You know, he's used to winning 8-game tournaments. So a couple of years ago, he won 10K buy-in. Now he decided to take part in $109 buy-in and won it again. That's all.
So, yeah, that's right. And both times he won bracelets, he was at another final table at the same time, which is actually pretty amazing. Also, I'm pretty sure Dan Kelly busted our German host, Natalie Hoff, early in the tournament yesterday, right around the money bubble, on his way to the final table.
Yeah, so. He crippled her, and on his first table, he had my co-host, Russian guy Dennis, also at his table.
Russian Joe Stapleton.
Russian Joe Stapleton, yeah, because he's hosting big game. And
so he's like a regular Joe Stapleton, only more hairy.
Yes, and they were only 2 at the table who knew the rules of all the games. So you know how strong and difficult are these W Coupe events. Try it.
Try what? How to play a W Coupe event? I'm going to sit this one out.
No, try to pronounce something.
Oh, Dan Kelly, how's that? Did I do it?
Dan Kelly.
Dan Kelly.
Move to Russia, Dan, not to Malta or somewhere where
Kelly's,
you know.
Kelly's also World Series of Poker bracelet winner, earning the gold in 2010's $25,000 six-handed No Limit Hold'em event, $1.3 million there. Two more Team PokerStars Pro made WCOOP final tables. Noah Exclusive Boken finished sixth in event number 36. And, yeah, it was the Omaha High Low for his second final table. And that event was won by Mort Holmes of Denmark. And Ilya had another update other than Daniel busting out. Didn't you see a guy named Triple Range Merge or something go bust in the horse tournament just
yeah,
now?
Yeah, in the horse tournament he was the first one to bust, so I think he was Triple Range merging too much.
Ilya, why don't you tell us the results of event number 35?
Oh, event number 35, the results were not a sensation. So this event was won by a Russian, like five previous events.
Big shock.
This Russian decided to go with the English screen name, so he's named I Won't Hurt You. He won $127,000, something like that. Tilt Starter, another Russian, took third place, and he took third place in another event. He took third place in a shootout event, and our first guest, Mr. Sergei Rybachenko, was fourth in this event. So it was also like a Russian final.
Man, Russians all over the place. All right, that's all the time we've got for news. Hold on a second. Breaking news. Breaking Pat Pezzan news. In breaking Pat Pezzan news, Pat Pezzan made his second WCOOP final table of the year. He finished fifth in the $109 eight game. He's booked to come on the show next week.
Okay.
That's all the time for news. Wait, more breaking news. I'm not going to lie. I spent at least 90% of my day today preparing to see the Swedish chick tonight, which included shaving everything. And let me tell you, I really need to invest in a second razor. I'll let you guys figure that one out. He is saying he used same razor on face as on skin chandelier. Thank you for that, Yakov. I also took a rather optimistic trip to the grocery store for bubble bath.
You go out with Swedish girl, like playing main event. No one is very surprised when you go burst.
All right, I want to remind everyone, we're about to have our first guest. Get your questions in for our guest. His name is Gypsy. He is one of the most notorious poker, I don't know, what would you call him? He's the godfather of poker in Russia. That's what we decided we were going to call him.
This is what's written in the script, you know?
Like Russians, there's Russians, no script. Don't show
Russians,
the seams.
Russians obey the rules. Though it's, and it's you who are spoiling the show with your Swedish cheek stuff. You should be more serious,
this,
I mean.
This show is not enough about poker for Ilya. Yes.
By the way, if you have a question for our guest coming up...
I need some hand discussion now. How you got busted with aces.
By some
crazy Russian.
Tweet your questions for Gypsy at WCOOP_ENG. Hashtag him, WCOOP Ask. If we use one of them, we will send you 500 FPPs to include your screen name. Or you can email at nuts@pokerstars.tv. Let's get Sergey on the line right now. Hello, Sergey.
Hello.
Hey, you're on with Joe Stapleton and your boy Ilya Gorodetsky.
Oh, yeah.
Привет.
Привет, Илья.
Hi.
All right, English.
Yeah, they're expecting us to speak some English.
Yeah, no problem.
Yes, thank you.
For a long time when I left Vegas from WCOP, so I haven't had no practice, but I'll try.
Yeah, no problem. Your English is just perfect so far. You are Russia's most famous backer. Who are some of the guys you've backed before?
Yeah, my most famous is Ivan Demidov, who got the second place in WSOP, and also it was in Stanislav Alekhin. He got second place in WSOP London, lost to John Joanda, and Ivan got third place in this tournament. So this is the most famous guys.
So when you were watching World Series of Poker Europe, mm-hmm. and you had two of your guys who were in the top three, are you just loving it?
Oh, of course I did. It was a very lucky year for me, you know. In 2008, it was crazy. I think I was luckiest backer in the world.
Luckiest backer in the world. How are your rates? What kind of deals were these guys getting?
I mean,
it's rumored that Ivan Demidov had 1% of himself at that final table.
No, not one, but 20.
Oh, 20%. Oh, yeah, that's a lot more.
Actually, during the London final table, Sergei wasn't very happy because he was attacked by French thieves, and he was without his passport, and he couldn't get back to London, so he had to stay in Paris.
Really, you got stuck in Paris? That's horrible.
Yeah. I want to be with guys to see a final table, but unfortunately, I was stole my passport, so I could not get back to London.
Wow. So what eventually happened? You had to go to the Russian embassy?
It's a long story. It took me like 4 days to get some papers to get to go back to Moscow. Like I could not travel anywhere in Europe, so I only could go back to Moscow.
Sounds like a screenplay. Have you ever thought of writing a movie about it?
Sorry?
Have you ever thought of writing a movie about your life?
Sorry, I can't understand. You speak so fast for me.
No.
I'm a jerk.
Movie about your life. Even Joe thinks it will be great to have a movie about
it. I think it would be interesting, but you know, a lot of people asking me to write a book about my life. I still didn't do it.
If you, Joe, if you guarantee us the commercial success, I will go with Sergei and I will write a script. Then it will be, and we can make a movie. Everyone in Russia dreams about Hollywood.
All right. Well, as long as we can add in boobs and explosions, I can guarantee the commercial. Also, fighting robots. I think we should call it Transformers 4, but we'll keep a little Sergei in there, and I can guarantee some commercial success for sure.
And we have some questions for Gypsy from our listeners.
Sure,
and
go
one
ahead.
One of them is also he can answer it because his girlfriend is definitely very hot. So, Sergei, why are Russian women so hot? Definitely the hottest in Europe.
In Europe, I think it's in the world, for sure.
In the world. I mean, you are used to answer any questions, even not dealt with poker. So, I mean, you can do it, I'm
sure.
Yeah,
no problem. I can answer it, but it's a long story. You know, I think it's because of the World War II in the 40s, because we lost a lot
of men. Okay, you had me so far.
So it's a long story.
No, keep going. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Keep going. This Joe guy, he's just a jerk.
Okay. We lost 20 million of men, and the best men was in war. They were killed. So only like alcoholics and desire people left. So every man could easily find a woman, and it was a very big competition between women to find a man. So only best and the best looking women could find a man. That's why.
All right. Well, that's
very interesting theory. I never heard it before.
That's my story. That's not scientist fact. But that's my point of view.
Hey, I'm not going to argue with you, Sergei. Not at all. Sergei, you've got 8 WSOP caches. Why not just back only yourself? What is it about backing that appeals to you? Excuse me.
You mean why I start to back people?
Yeah. I mean, you're a good poker player. Why back people?
I consider myself not a lucky poker player. You know, I have no luck, but I think I'm a luckiest in backing, so it's a better business for me. But speaking frankly, it wasn't like a fun. It wasn't like a business for me. I just, I back only close friends, the people whom I like to travel with. We enjoyed staying
Yvonne had 20% of himself. Sounds like it was all about the fun.
I know what you mean, but still, I think he enjoyed his year.
Oh, definitely. So you must have millions and millions of dollars then, after all these players have done so well for you.
Yes, I used to be, but you know, I lost a lot. So when I started backing people, I had quite a good bankroll. It was a few millions, and I won some money from backing. But after that, I was starting to play myself much higher, like Bobby's room and everything. So slots, a lot of slots, sports betting.
Where did you lose more money, the slots or in Bobby's room?
Definitely slots.
I think most I lost in sports betting.
Sports betting.
A few million.
Yeah, that's kind of a leak sometimes for a lot of guys. Did you have a lot of fun at least while you had the millions, or was it all just on betting? Did you have a couple crazy nights out at least?
No, it was the same. Like it wasn't very different from now. You know, it doesn't matter for me. Do I have millions or I play in small tournaments? I still enjoy life, so it's not a big difference for me.
All right. Well, you're number 21 on the all-time Russian money winners list. Do things like that matter to you? Are you now focusing on your own game more that you're not in the backing game anymore?
I can't back people right now because I don't have money. But in the future, if I have money, of course I'll start backing again because I like it very much. And I don't care about my 21 or what place you said. I don't care about, but I like to play poker, so I'll keep coming to WSOP and keep playing with WCoop events. I just like to play poker.
Sergey, another question from someone, I guess, from Poland, because his nickname is Grzegorz Banas. So what do you take into consideration when backing someone? Results, skill, or ROI? I know that you went with your feel when you were picking the players. And now backers are going more with scientific approach, but they don't have results like you had. Why do you think it's like that?
No, I told you, just because I'm very lucky is back in the world. It's all about luck. And now, of course, it's much more difficult because the field is much tougher now, and almost because of betting, because there are a lot of young guys who would never come to Vegas to play WSOP. Now we have this possibility because a lot of people are going to invest money in them. So field is very tough now, and I think it's not a good time for betting now.
All right, let's take one last question from the Twitter. Let's talk to from Ervisten Vizilim. Can you know how to say that?
Ervisten Vizilim.
All right, who wants
something
to know,
like that?
Who do you think is the best poker player in Russia?
Me, of course.
Okay, after you. Sorry, dumb question.
After me, it's an Alex Kostritsyn.
Alex,
you know,
Kostritsyn.
If you mean all games, you know, the poker is very different. Someone play cash games, someone play tournaments, someone play like PLO or something. So I think Alex Kostritsyn is very, he is very good at every game.
By the way, Alexander Kostritsyn is Joyso, by the way, who was all over the scoop last last spring.
And we will have him on our show next week on the Russian show. But why we didn't have him yet? It's a very Russian story, you know. Alex doesn't have a working cell phone.
He's been battling a bear outside of his home.
He just doesn't have any working cell phone at the moment.
So I was close. Wow, I was really close.
We can't get him on Russian show, but we will eventually next week for sure.
Yeah, he always been a strange guy.
Sergey, thanks a lot for being with us. We appreciate it, and let's hope that you get the backing business up and running again soon.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
All right, Sergey.
Bye, thank you.
Poker Stars Radio, WCoop Special, worldwide and live.
All right, kids, it's time for the giveaway free buy winner call. Here's where we talk to the winner of yesterday's free buy tournament. Give them the chance to win a Step 3 ticket. Surprise, surprise, Ilya. Our winner was from a former Soviet state.
But they don't want to think about it, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean,
they were not very happy in Soviet Union.
I can imagine it was rather uncomfortable for them being occupied. This time, it's from Lithuania. We're going to get him on the line right now. His name is Stog Zero. He's already locked up $5.26. Now, he's going to have the option. Let's bring Stog on the line. Stog, hello.
Hello.
First of all, congratulations on your $5.26.
Oh, thank you. It's a big win.
You're welcome. I understand that, you know, I'm not one to judge.
Man, you should play Russian free rolls because we got much bigger prize pools and you can win up to $30.
What? Get out of here.
Oh, wow.
But it
takes too long to play. 1,000 people I played yesterday, it's a lot for me already.
I see.
All right, so here's how the game is played. Right now, you've got a Step 2 ticket. You can walk away, keep your Step 2 ticket, or if you like, you can gamble it. You can win an $82 Step 3 ticket. If you lose, though, you take home a $7.50 Step 1 ticket. And what the game is, by the way, it's playing TMI with your host, Ilya. I'm sitting this one out. You're going to play with Ilya. Ilya's going to read you four facts about himself. Only one of them will be true. You will have to guess which one it is. Do you think you want to gamble?
My proposal is I stay with Step 2, but I play without any prize.
I'm right there with you. Here we go. Ilya, ask him your question.
Yeah, it's a very wise choice. So once I played in a 1K buy-in tournament in Moscow, Russia, and a small problem, and now you have four options to choose from. The first one, I overslept and came 4 hours later. The second option is I forgot what the starting time is, and I came to the casino when I was already blinded out.
Yep.
The third option, mm-hmm. I busted out on the first hand. Mm-hmm. And the fourth one, I was denied from the... I wasn't allowed to enter the casino because I forgot my passport.
All right, so if I could run down the choices again really quick, which one is true? The first one is you overslept.
Yep.
The second one is you forgot what time the tournament was starting. The third time...
I was blinded out.
You were blinded out. You had no chips left when you arrived. The third one is that you busted on the first hand. And the fourth one is what again? That's why I'm repeating them.
You are American, yes, man.
Yeah.
You don't have any memory.
For short-term
the
memory.
The fourth one... That's fine, guys.
I don't need repetition.
He's like, I'm from Lithuania. I'm not an idiot.
Okay. Only John needs repetitions.
Yeah, I don't need repetition. So I think it's either three or four, and I would choose number four.
Is number four correct? Which I don't even remember was. Four is incorrect. Good thing you didn't.
But you were extremely close because number three is correct. I busted out with kings versus aces on 10-10-10 flop.
Oh, wow. Okay. Brutal. Well, that was your fault for seeing a flop. All right, good job, Stog Zero. You're going to walk away with your Step 2 ticket and $5.26. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Mr. Stog Zero. You even pronounced his name, I think, wrong because you went with Stog, and he's Stog, I guess.
Illy, I'm so glad we're only doing one show together. I can't even tell you.
Nick Welfel will be back tomorrow.
Actually, yeah, Nick needing another day off between now and the rest of this run is probably pretty likely, actually, so I shouldn't go burning any bridges. All right, guys, that was the winner of yesterday's free roll. Today's free roll is starting very soon. Just want to remind everyone the password is Daniel's Shoulder. Daniel's Shoulder. That's DanielsShoulder. Let's take a look at the leaderboard, the WCOOP leaderboard. We've got some, it's kind of news, right?
But the guy who is leading it is the same because it's two flight to tilt from Spain. He already had four final tables, and it will be pretty difficult for all the others, even for Russians, to catch up with him.
Don't put anything past the Russians.
Yes, Russians are dangerous, and they are so many of them.
Two flight to tilt added another two caches to his total last night. He now has seven caches and has extended his lead at the top of the tournament leaderboard. Big Nemo and Kevin, I'm a Luxack McPhee. We're tied for second right before today's show started. And right before we got in here, Kevin McPhee jumped up into second place, and he's going to be a guest on the show very soon. Where are the Russians on this tournament leaderboard? We have to look all the way down to seventh place until we find the first Russian.
You know, there are a lot of people in our country that really need money, so we don't want anyone to take all the money from you, guys from Western Europe and all these, you know, countries.
That sounds like a very revisionist way of looking at things, Ilya. I'm not going to lie.
A lot of Russians are winning.
A lot of Russians are winning.
Yeah,
I can't.
But in seventh place is Flying Smile. He's from city of Kostroma. Can you pronounce
Kostroma.
It? Kostroma. Kostroma. You are doing it really well.
If I really put my backbone into it, I can do it. Kostroma.
Kostroma.
All right, well,
check.
Ilya was practicing his Teddy KGB before the show today. I told him that's the only way anyone would understand
it. Do you want a short story about my first Teddy KGB impersonation?
Of course we do. Of course we do. Hold on a second, though. Let's, there you go.
Okay, so first time I played the tournament abroad. It was EPT Grand Final in Monte Carlo in 2008. And I was at the same table with Mike Sowers. Do you know Mike?
I do know Mike Sowers. And, heck of a guy.
Yeah, and Mike...
he's had some real hot girlfriends, too. Woo!
Yeah, but he's losing them sometimes. The same with you, as far as I understand.
Sometimes in poker, people lose.
Yes. Even girlfriends?
Even girlfriends. Sometimes
thank God I have a wife and no girlfriends.
Sometimes you eat the bear. Sometimes the bear eats you. Mostly the bear eats you.
especially in Russia, Yakov. Because bears are even in the streets, you know. So he was asking me, he was begging me to speak several phrases from the movie. But unfortunately, when I did it, he almost had to stop playing because he couldn't stop laughing. So it's dangerous, you know.
So you're that good at it.
Okay.
Are you going to do it or not? I mean, come on.
Once again?
I was teeing you up there.
Check. He trapped me.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ilya.
Нет. No more.
Pay
that man his money.
Hope you guys are recording this.
He beat me straight up.
Yes. Wow. Can we get Malkovich on the phone? I want to hear them side by side.
I think it's possible.
Get on that, producers, will you?
Okay.
Riley! Get on that. All right, guys, it's time for our trivia quiz. Ilya, want to give them the phone numbers? I want you to say nil.
Nil?
Yeah.
So go with this nil.
Yep.
Nil is 0 or 0, as Joe explained me before the program. So when I say nil, you know what I mean, guys. So nil 8, 156, 14, 11. A lot of ones.
You could say ace for one if you want.
Ace. A lot of aces. There are not so many aces in the deck, man.
Yep, there's 5 aces in
the
deck.
Have you ever played poker yourself?
Once or twice. I am not very good. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Well, your commentary is not that bad.
Yeah, I get a lot of help. There's a whole team of people that tell me what to say.
It's nice because, you know, like in Russia, there are like only 3 or 4 people who know the rules of the game. So, so you know, okay, I won't mention it. It's too, you know, like three.
No, go ahead.
No. I thought that I mentioned that there are only 4 players who can play poker in Russia.
Yeah.
And we have more than 1,000 caches. So I think it's kind of tricky, you know? All this multi-accounting.
Oh, well, hold up.
All right,
moving on. What are the phone numbers?
Once again, if you are in Canada somehow, it's 1-877-687-90-5. Do you want me to go with the international number?
Yes, please. We want to give everyone a fair chance so not just the Russians can call.
Plus 44 deuce 03-394 0. I'm sorry, it's only one number. So 0809.
There it is.
Should I?
In Russia, we are so cheap. We walk across Bering Strait and make toll-free call from Canada.
All right, the first person to call in with the correct answer to the following question will win $100 in T-Money.
Yeah, but the problem is that the question, we already asked this question in the Russian show, and nobody got it correct. So I think that you will get this $100.
I got this one. It took me my second guess, but I did get this one on my second guess. And our producer, actually, who is a genius at this stuff and gives me all the good information, he got it as well. We're hoping that some of you English speakers will be able to get it. One more time with the phone numbers. Call in. It's 0808-156-1411, 1-877-687-9025, or plus 44-203-394-0809. The question is, Ilya?
What Russian player has been heads up for a World Series bracelet 3 times but never won? So he was heads up for a bracelet 3 times but lost all 3 heads up competitions. I will give first small hint. Every time he was heads up for a bracelet in a different variation of poker, in a different game.
Oh, good hint. So that's a good non-hint.
He is very good in all poker games, in all variations of poker.
I know the answer to this. Yes, Yakov.
If you know the answer, just call us we will speak to you.
I know the answer. This was a big, strong, hairy Russian player. It was Ilya's mom. Oh, Yakov, come on. Seriously? Your mom joke about the co-host? I'm putting you in radio jail. All right, we've got some people calling in right now. Let's see if anyone can get it. Remember, no one on the Russian show got this one, and it was about a Russian player. So maybe it's a little tricky. Let's talk to Mr. Moneyhug. Mr. Moneyhug in Australia. Hey, man, what's up?
Hey, how you going?
We're going good. How are you going?
I'm going pretty good.
Awesome. All right, man. Do you need the question repeated to you?
My guess is... No, it's all good. Is it Ivan Dimitrov?
Ivan Demidov is incorrect.
He was heads up for the bracelet only once. He lost it, but only once. He didn't make even more final tables than one, though I still respect him.
I'll give you guys another hint. This Russian player has yet to be mentioned on today's broadcast, so if it's someone we've already mentioned today, we have not brought him up. Let's talk to Jackhammer, 16. Let's bring Jackhammer on the line. Jackhammer, hello. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Canada.
Hey, from Canada. Awesome, my man. You can see Russia from your backyard, according to Sarah Palin. What Russian player has been heads up for a World Series bracelet three times but never won?
Eugene Kachalov
is...
He's not even Russian,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, boy, you can't berate the callers. That shit might... Ooh, that stuff might fly on the Russian show, but here on the...
Yeah, it's Russian show. We can do everything we want.
Yeah, in the English version, we have to be nice to people. Let's talk...
Anyway, it will be the last Russian show, so we can be, free as Russians, you know? Russians are very...
I guess, all right, since it's the Russian-themed show, we're going to be mean to everyone. Let's bring Katrina on the line. Katrina Nil, how are you?
First time he was heads up for the title in 2004, so he's like the older guy.
That's right, he lost to was Phil Wynn. Yes, Katrina Nil, what's up, my man?
What's up, how's it going?
I was expecting to speak to a female, but so sick level, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's your guess here?
I'm going to say... Alexander Kravchenko.
Alexander Kravchenko is incorrect.
I'm already surprised that our callers know some Russian players.
Yeah, they've almost got all of them. Let's talk to Novenka.
As far as we know, there are only four of them.
Yeah,
there's
only a handful. Novenka, where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm Novenka from Tomsk.
Wow.
I didn't catch any of that, but maybe I can make out the answer. What is your answer for the trivia question?
This is English, not too good. I think it's Kirill Gerasimov.
Kirill Gerasimov is 100% correct. All right. Very nice work, by the way, Novenka, since your English is obviously not your first language. We appreciate the call. Be sure to stay on the line and talk slowly and quietly. Not quietly. Loudly and slowly. Why would quietly be it? I don't know.
The guy is from Siberia.
He's
so
from Siberia.
Be accurate, please, with him.
Yes, please just stay on the line so that we can get your information.
He can have a bear even in his backyard, you know?
You know, Kirill doesn't come up that much anymore, but I remember when I first started in poker in 05 and 06, Kirill and this guy named Yevgeny...
Eugen Kafelnikov, I think. Yeah. One of the greatest... tennis players in the history of the game who won two Grand Slams in tennis.
Yeah, people were like falling all over himself. I especially don't see Yevgeny around anymore.
Yeah, Yevgeny almost stopped playing poker, and Kirill is only playing during World Series because I think that these three heads-up losses still, you know, like hurt him.
Oh, really?
He wants to win it badly. He had some deep runs this year, but didn't win. But the most famous story about him is how he called the guy with 10 high on the river. Do you know the story?
I've heard it. It's like one of those legends that sort of get blown out of proportion. What is the real version of the story?
The fact is that the guy checked on the river, and Kirill checked behind. He checked behind and showed his hand, which was 10 high, missed flush draw. Then the guy...
So just to be clear, Kirill accidentally exposes his hand, shows 10 high.
Yes. The guy he was playing against was an angle shooter, so he decided to shoot an angle, and he said, but I didn't check. And the ruling was that he is allowed to bet, so he pushed all in.
Wow. So wait, the ruling was that he was allowed to call it a check because... Kirill had exposed his hand, or he just somehow got away with it?
I mean, Kirill is playing with his cards on the table.
Right.
But the action was, they say that the action was still on this guy.
Oh, so somehow
because
he
didn't check, you know?
Okay.
That was the ruling. And the guy immediately pushed all in. But Kirill is Kirill. He just put him on a lower flush draw and called him with 10 high and won the pot.
And he was good.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, it's, you know, you kind of wonder why would he make an all-in bet knowing that I can't call unless he's going to lose. So.
Absolutely. So it was a good read, and it's still, you know, it still demands a lot of gut, I will say, to do it.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I mean, that's just level upon level right there.
Absolutely.
And you said that guy, Eugene, the tennis player, is like anti-poker now?
Kind of, you know, because I guess he lost a lot of money playing poker, and now he's not a big fan of the game. Though I think he's still playing sometimes. I don't know, honestly.
Yes, Yakov, what is it? Eugene has gotten very fat. This is what happens when you lead life of luxury free of bear attacks.
Okay, are these jokes? What's going on here? All right, kids, it's exciting enough to be listening to us on the radio, but, wait. Breaking news. We had a question come in for Ilya.
Oh, a nice one. Who would have a better poker face, Yeltsin or Putin?
That's from Royal Rays 85.
Royal Rays 85, yeah. Okay, the answer is very, very simple. Putin is the easy answer. Unfortunately, Yeltsin was drinking too much, and we don't approve drinking at the poker table.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Of course. In Russia, nobody drinks, you know?
Wait, nobody. What are you talking about? Are you being for real right now?
I am expected to tell the truth here. Okay, then I will. I'm sorry. Next, do you have some music?
Sure. What you want me to cue you up some music?
Yes, because I just messed up everything. I told that the Russians are not drinking anything.
Oh, you want some? I don't know. Here, and now I'm going to send you away. Goodbye.
Okay, Joe. Now everyone will understand that I have nothing to do with Russia.
Believe me, I think selling your Russian-ness is not going to be a problem on today's show. Speaking of which, you know, it's exciting to be listening to us on the radio, but just imagine for a second, you could see us.
This is Dan Negreanu, and you're listening to Poker Stars Radio. Check out PokerStars.tv on the 13th, 20th, and 27th of September for Poker Stars Inside WCOOP TV live.
That's right, guys. Coming up this Tuesday, it's going to be WCOOP TV yet again live with me and Nick Welthal. We'll be
not
back.
Not your Swedish girlfriend?
I mean, we'll
and
see.
And you said that it would be nice to see the show?
That's right.
With you and Nick?
I mean, maybe I'll bring a picture or something.
Okay.
Oh, by the way.
Picture will do.
I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but the Swedish girl, she has a boyfriend. So my expectations.
We are still rooting for you.
Thank you. Wow, you are rooting for me. Fantastic. Anyway, yes, about Inside WCOOP. It's going to be Tuesday night, 7 p.m. British summertime, with the second of our weekly web shows. A top team, Poker Stars Pro, will be picking their WCOOP Player of the Week. We'll have more ones to watch for the last week of action, and we'll be chatting with one of my favorites, Olivia Bari. Hello, everyone! She'll be here, so I am very excited about that. And there'll be a new Inside WCOOP free roll with a $500 prize pool. You'll need to tune into the show for the password, but Ilya, I want you to tell all your comrades it's actually open to them for once. So they're allowed to come play it.
No, I won't mention it.
Okay, fine. Fantastic.
Oh, so you will have leave on the show. So it's like worth watching at least.
Yes, okay. There will be at least one.
Okay, then you will have some Russian
reason
viewers
for you to tune in.
She's very popular in Russia.
It's like English isn't even his first language, but somehow condescension comes with little to no problem. It's unbelievable. I mean, do you take a class for that at university or something or what?
It's not a joke. Now a serious thing. My English teacher in the university, she was absolutely sure that compile and compel are the same words.
Oh wow,
It was not a joke. A serious story. Compile and compel. I was trying to persuade her that these words are a bit different. They mean different things in English. No way, she said.
I can imagine.
She was also reading all the communist newspapers, all this kind of stuff. One of them is called Duel.
So she was a little behind the times, I guess.
A little bit. like the guy from Yugoslavia who played the WCOOP.
That's right. The guys from Yugoslavia, and don't forget the guys from Jersey. I want to remind everyone to tweet in their questions. Our next guest is on the line right now. This is Ivan Demidov, about to be on the show. Tweet at us at WCOOP_ENG, hashtag @WCOOPAsk. Remember to include your PokerStars screen name. If we use your question, we'll send you 500 freaking player points. Right now, we've got Team Poker Stars Pro Ivan Demidov on the line. Let's bring him on. Hello, Ivan.
Hello.
Ivan, you're on with
Hello,
Joe.
Everyone.
That's right. You're on with Joe Stapleton and Ilya Gorodetsky.
Vanya, привет.
Hi. Привет.
Now, Ivan, I was going to wait a little while before asking this question, but I hear a little rug rat running around in the background. Who is that?
Well, that's
that's my son. He's 1.5 years old, and he's still not sleeping, even so it's like 12 already in Russia.
Now, well, my Russian's not very good, and I thought I could have heard him scream in the background. How could he call with that?
Sorry?
It sounds like he was yelling about a bad beat. Is that possible?
Not yet, but I mean, he's interested in poker already. He likes to watch me play and, you know, move my mouse when I play.
He likes the noises.
So your recent success in No Limit Games on PokerStars, it's because he's moving your mouse?
Well, partly.
Ivan, other than being a new dad, what have you been up to lately?
Well, I've been playing a lot of live tournaments, like EPT and the Russian series in Kyiv. And now I'm back home, you know, just some stuff to do here, play WCUBE.
Yeah, how is the WCUBE going for you?
Well, I only played a few tournaments so far. I cashed twice, but that's it. I'm gonna start grinding now and prepare myself for the main event, because that's the tournament, you know, I look forward to the most.
The main event's the one you look forward to the most.
Yeah.
And which is, are you playing all the games?
Like a few years ago, I've been irregular at high stakes, 8 games on PokerStars, so I can play all the games. My best is No Limit, though, so, but yeah.
What would you say is your worst game?
Spot Limit Omaha is the worst one.
I don't know where his second cash was, but his first cash definitely was in No Limit single draw.
Yeah, I like this game. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a very, you know, compelling game.
Is it fun because it's fun, or is it fun because no one knows how to play?
It's fun because it's different, you know. It's like it's different type of game, and you have to think differently from No Limit, from Texas. And, you know, it's always nice to play something new. Because I've been playing Texas for like 6 years now, and sometimes you need to take a break.
Well, speaking of playing new things and taking a break, you started off as a gamer, I think a StarCraft player. Are you still playing other games, video games? Do you have time for that anymore?
No. I quit like 6 years ago. I don't play anymore at all.
You don't play professionally, but when I last visited your place, you were riding a dragon, as far as I remember.
Well,
yeah. Ivan, come on, don't be embarrassed. If you like nerdy role-playing games, it's fine. What dragon riding game was it?
Well, it was World of Warcraft, but I don't play it anymore because, you know, I tried to, but with little son on the hand, it's hard to.
Oh, man, he's such a closet World of Warcraft.
Yeah, no dragon riding with little Grisha, I understand.
Obviously you guys are friends, you and Ilya are friends. What's the worst thing Ilya's ever said about you on TV? Has he ever had to criticize your play?
No, I don't think so. Well, first of all, I've been lucky. All the plays I've made on TV, well, I played well on TV. Even so, I make bad mistakes sometimes, but on TV, you know, I played fine, so he had nothing to criticize me for. And second, he's always nice to me. He likes me, so that's probably the reason.
Yeah, definitely.
Ilya, if Ivan made like a really donkey play on TV, would you call him out on it, or would you just like find a way to fill the time? Be like, oh, well, anyway, on to the next hand.
I will say, nobody's perfect.
that's a good way to dance around it.
Well, actually, Ilya is known for criticizing other players on TV. So probably he would criticize me too if I made a bad play, I think.
I'd like to think so. No soft playing each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played a number of times together. EPTs, World Series, we found ourselves at the same table. Usually in the tournaments, Ivan has a really big share of me. So it was really tough for both of us, I guess.
All right, hold on a second. You said Ivan. Can I just say Ivan? It's a lot more difficult to say Ivan.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm used to it. So it's
which one is it? I mean, was I getting it wrong all this time saying Ivan?
In Russian, it's Ivan, but we have a Russian day. But it's still your English-speaking show.
Oh, so that's nice of you. Okay.
Go on with your Ivan the terrible and other jokes.
No, I did not have one of those. Ivan, did you, you know, obviously 2008 was a while ago at this point. That was the, you know, the really big deal for you, the World Series of Poker Final Table. Do you ever dream, do you ever have dreams that you're back there again? Is this something that either haunts you or that you have good memories of? But do you wake up sometimes having dreamt that you're back at that final table?
No, I'm through with it because I was really disappointed when I got second, because you know, getting so close and like not being able to make one last step is always disappointing. But I tried to erase it from my memory and you know, go on with my life and with my poker career. So I'm not having memories of this. It would kill me, you know, if.
That's very healthy. When you busted in third shortly thereafter at the World Series of Poker Europe main event.
It was earlier on.
Oh, sorry, early. Thank you. That was in between. That's right, because he was the first November 9. That's what it was.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so you know something about poker.
Thank you, Ilya. Wow, you're the best. Now, were you a little bit relieved when you went out in third and then saw how long that heads up lasted? Like, was there a little part of you that was like, at least I didn't have to sit there for 20 hours?
Well,
you're like, no.
Well, of course not, but, you know, I was, like Final Table Europe, I was really disappointed because I really played bad there. Like, when there was just three left, I made some huge mistakes, and, you know, I lost it because I played bad, so that's what I thought about. And, you know, there was, like, a story that probably no one knows about, but when we had three players left, a tournament director came to us, to me and Stanislav, another Russian player at the final table. And he actually told us, you know, he was very rude to us and told us that, you know, if you try to soft play, we will ban you from the tournament. And he was, like, pretty aggressive about it. And
did he have any reason to think you had been doing that up to that point? Or was it just like assumed because you're both Russian?
I think he assumed that because we were friends with Stanislav and he was Russian, so he assumed that. And then there was one hand. I lost a huge pot to Stanislav, blind against blind, where normally I would fold 100% of the time on the turn. But because of this, I thought I had top pair. But, you know, the action was pretty aggressive. So normally I fold top pair easily in this spot, but with all this low stock, you know, I thought maybe they would think we soft play if I fold here. So I called him, and I called him on the river and lost a really huge pot to his trips. And that kind of, you know...
Wow, yeah, that's...
You know, that sucked, and I really felt bad about it. And then I started playing, you know, badly, and I couldn't do anything, and I finished third. So that's probably the saddest moment in my poker career, because, you know, when I lose... When I bust out of the tournament because, you know, such events, it sucks.
Wow, well, thank you for sharing that. That's actually really horrible. I'm sorry that happened. That's like a bad beat. That's like a life bad beat.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you have to be professional. You have to handle those things professionally, and I didn't at that time. So, but now I learned the lesson, so it's not going to happen again.
Well, I want to talk to you something about a little happier, your new father now. That could explain a little bit of my next question, but even before you were a dad, why do you always look like you're asleep at the table?
Well, because live poker can be pretty boring at the time.
What?
You know, with people... Yeah, people thinking for like 5 minutes at every decision. And I was primarily online player before the World Series, so I'm used to fast action. And I get bored when people think for a really long time about decisions. So, you know...
But I can understand.
Not that I don't enjoy playing live poker. It's fun, but sometimes... You know, with slow people, it gets boring.
Ivan, I got to think about King 4 to a raise and a re-raise for like a good 2 to 3 minutes before I get right. I got to make sure I get my camera time. One last question for me. Then we've got some from the Twitter. Where to get recognized more? I actually played in like 2 World Series events in my life. One of the times you were seated at my table and there were lots of people coming up to you, you know, wanting to get a picture, get your autograph. Where do you get recognized more, Vegas or Russia?
Well, I would say Russia. You know, every time I walk out, like if I go for a walk or I go to see a movie, normally someone walks to me and says hi.
I recognize you and they asked for autograph or something, or they just want to talk with me. So in Moscow, it happens a lot.
So you're like a Ilya, you can help answer this question too. Poker players are like legit celebrities in Russia.
Ivan is. Also, even I have a funny story about myself in this sport. One time, I'm going downstairs in the metro, so, and one guy with a bottle of beer, he is going to me, and he's like pointing on me, saying, Ilyushan! This is my screen name.
Here's your screen name.
And I was really like frightened because he was with a bottle of beer. What do you want from me? And he says, you are so good. I watched your videos. What videos? I don't know. I want you to teach me poker, you know. And it was like a... It was not that frightening since that moment.
Ivan, I imagine you have similar situations where people are like aggressive fans are coming up to you, right?
Yeah, it happens, but you know, usually normally.
Yes. Keep it up.
Well, normally it's fine. I mean, most of the people that play poker in Russia, they're young, educated, and they just want to have a talk. It's always nice, you know, to talk.
Well, we got a couple people on the Twitter that want to have a talk with you. JT Nick wants to know how much vodka was in your system during the World Series of Poker main event. By the way, I don't know about that question. That's a little ethnocentric.
Well, zero vodka. I prefer to drink wine when I'm in U.S. because, you know, I like Californian Pinot Noir, so that's what I drink there.
See, JT Nick.
So now you understand that all.
Why he's so sleepy?
No, that all the show is fake. I'm not Russian, and the guy who pretends to be Ivan Demidov, he is not Russian too. Because
right.
He prefers some Pinot Noir, what did he say, to vodka? Well, it's not a mystery even now. But the other question from Twitter, from Z. Zoidberg, it's a really good one. And honestly, they say I know everything, but I don't know the answer. The question is did Gypsy kiss you after the World Series of Poker main event?
Please, come on.
So that's a yes.
No, he didn't.
he didn't.
As I said, I got mad after losing, so I just, you know, ran away and locked up in my room for the rest of the evening.
How long did it take you before you came back out again?
Well, it's a few hours. Well, normally, you know, I get back in my mood pretty fast. So, but you know, even if I'm disappointed, but you know, you have to move on.
Yeah, the real answer to the question is that Gypsy probably didn't do it because Ivan's girlfriend was there. So.
Oh yeah, you don't want to.
You
don't want to get up in a Russian woman's man. Nuh-uh, not at all.
Absolutely.
All right, Ivan, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate it, and let's see you taking down the main event. Let's go back to the final table. Me, you, Ilyushan, and Gypsy. We're all gonna kiss you on the mouth afterward.
All right, let's chop it.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Ivan. We appreciate it.
All right.
You're listening to Poker Stars Radio. All the action, every day, worldwide, and live.
All right, guys, we're dreadfully long right now. We're going to blow through a couple of things. I want to remind everyone about the weekly depositor free roll. They only have one last chance to play in it. It is tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. If you deposit, use the code MANIAC. MANIAC, that will get you into tomorrow's free roll. Which
in Russia, it will be MANIAC.
MANIAC. She is MANIAC. She is MANIAC on MANIAC. The floor. And she's dancing like she has not ever once danced before. MANIAC, guys. That will get you into the depositor free roll, 1:30 p.m. tomorrow. There's 970 people signed up. Only 900 of them are Russian, so get involved in that. And right now, guys, it is time for the phrase that pays. Ilya, remind everyone what the phrase that pays is.
The phrase that pays.
Just like a young man coming for a quickie. My wife is actually...
Фраза дня.
You are forcing me to say such things.
That's all right. I'm gonna buy a little slack with your wife.
Okay.
I'll take care of it. Just give her my cell phone number. Long distance charges do apply. Okay. Again, just like a young man coming in for a quickie. That is the phrase that pays. Let's give him a call. Don't dialing international water. I think we're calling Sweden.
Wow.
Just like a young man coming for a quickie.
Yeah, all right.
And your Russian accent was perfect, too.
Congratulations. What is your name, sir? You give me your screen name or your real name, if you like.
My screen name is Falcor89.
Falcor89, like from the Neverending Story.
Yeah.
The story. Falcor, do you have any words of advice? Are you calling from Sweden?
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for me with my Swedish date tonight?
You're drawing dead.
Oh, my God. I'm drawing dead. Wow. You don't know anything about it unless she's your girlfriend, Falcor.
But how is she in Scotland then?
I don't want to give any more information in case any of these people involved are listening. Congratulations, Falcor. You have won an extra Step 4 ticket worth $215. Yee-hoo!
And actually, it's nice that this young man is from Sweden, because if you are interested in my point of view, this is the best poker nation in the world. I think this is the strongest
Sweden.
Players. Sweden or Norway will be my guess.
Wow. Those are some strong words coming from a Russian.
Yeah, because I mean, the average.
Them or what?
We have a lot of strong players in Russia, but the average level of play is still like pretty low, even lower than in the United States. Sorry about that.
Well,
Russia,
you know,
sorry.
That's okay.
I'm not a real Russian anyway, so everyone now knows it already.
I forgive you, Ilya, but you're gonna have to earn my respect by telling everyone what tomorrow's events are.
Okay, we have three events tomorrow. Event number 40, 1 million guaranteed, $215 buy-in. It's a two-day event, so if you have some plans for Monday, just don't register. You won't win it. Event number 41 is High Roller Heads Up event, 10K buy-in, so I guess like 60% of players will be Russian, I guess.
It's right, yeah. All the high rollers.
Yeah, I think that Russians have a decent chance in that one. And the last but not the least, event number 42, $1,050 buy-in, two-day events also, because it will be Sunday tomorrow. And guaranteed prize pool is $1.5 million.
That's right, guys.
Not bad.
No limit hold'em Sunday again.
I'm going to satellite into event number 42.
All right, well, we will check out Ilya there. We had a bunch of people write in on the hot topic. I'm going to rattle these off really quick before we get out of here. Rocky 2002 UK says United Kingdom is best by a mile. I don't have Rule Britannia today since Nick's not here.
Look at the amount of winners in major tournaments. Come on, man. All the tournaments in W Coupe are majors, and Russians are winning them all.
I don't know. I don't think Deuce to Seven should count. Chimpy says the best country at poker is England. More Triple Crown winners than any other nation. A.
Triple Crown.
Triple Crown.
Do you know
is a,
what is
an
it?
EPT, a World Series of Poker, and a WPT.
Do you know anything about distance, you know?
Do I know anything about distance?
Yeah,
I'm aware of the concept.
Yeah,
because
there are like three or four Triple Crown winners in the world. So if half of them are Englishmen, it doesn't, you know, ring the bell. It doesn't work. Let's have like 10. Then we will say that you are good.
All right, that Russian rant brought to you by PokerStars.com. Couple more tweets to get through. Crazy Force says, think there's no best nation, but IMO Canadians aren't so bad. I agree. Vinny's here says, I don't think that countries have any effect on poker skills. However, some countries advertise it more. Ooh, there we go. There's someone putting some real thought into things. Ilya, you get the last word.
It's from, I know why you want me to tell, because it's unbelievably hard to pronounce. So it's from Regin Rj. Regin Rj. Definitely fear the Russians. Act like they have it all the time and shove, then suck out.
All problems can be solved by cocktail. Molotov cocktail. All right, kids, that is all the show. Thank you very much, Yakov, by the way. Thank you for being here. If you want to check out Yakov, he's going to be playing at the Ha Ha Hole on Pico this Thursday in Los Angeles. If you want to play any satellites for any of these tournaments, from the main page, click on events, then WCOOP, then main events. Click on the WCOOP event of your choice, and a list of satellites will be found at the bottom left-hand corner of the tournament lobby. Since registration is open for 3 hours after tournaments begin, satellites go off right up until the start time. There are last-minute deadline satellites also available during this year's WCOOP. These turbo satellites begin 30 minutes before the start of each event and have a guaranteed number of seats available. That is it for today's show. Remember, tomorrow you can hear Ilya on the Russian show, though you may not understand him as well. 5:30 p.m. is Spanish, 7 p.m. is German, 8:30 p.m. I will be back here. Nick Wellthought will be back as well. Ilya, any closing words?
Very aggressive.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Ilya. I want to thank everyone else who helps make this show possible. Thank you to all of our guests. Until next time, this is Joe Stapleton saying, always take the best of it.
You've been listening to Poker Stars Radio. All the action, every day, worldwide and live. ¶¶